the microphone anymore. Yeah. All right. Once again, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Mitake Green Chapel. This is the English service. I have a very golden voice this afternoon, so forgive me if I have a very golden voice. You like it better? Thank you. Okay. Okay, welcome again. It's glad to be back. I wasn't around last week. I just want to share something. Like, I have a friend before I used to join a Filipino group dance troupe before, just for sort of fellowship with my other co-Filipinos in our city, but. Yeah, it was not an easy decision to be in that group because you're always bombarded with very, I would say, worldly things that really you're alone there, and then you tend to be mighty and but it's very difficult. Yeah, but one of my friends celebrated her birthday, and she asked me to join. I actually said, I have a commitment on a Sunday, but he said, please, please, I might not be celebrating a birthday again, she said, because she said it will take years before she will celebrate again. I don't know why, but yeah. I just said, okay. So I was there. I had time to really mingle with them, and I'm very happy to really see them again. Some of the news about their lives has changed. But the good thing is, I was able to express my concern to them also, because in the Filipino community, it's very difficult to really, I would say, have a good rapport with each other, especially what we call the chismis and stories that are really very, very Filipino, very Filipino. But anyway, I was there. Chris was here, and thank you very much also for your prayers. It has sustained me for a couple of days that I am not feeling well. I know you've been praying for me, although I could not really mention each person, but I know somebody prayed, so I'm here. I'm back here. I'm not feeling very well, but I'm here. Thanks God. And I have already shared before that Chris will be going home in the Philippines. And we have come into the final decision that he will be leaving by March 26th. Yeah, March 26th. He has to be there because he needs to be... acculturize himself. Yeah, he needs to acculturize himself. It's very difficult to really be experiencing culture shock. He's been here for quite a long time already, and the Filipino culture is already foreign to him. So I think it was a wise decision to send him there earlier before he will finally have his independent life in the university. So please continue to pray for him. He will be turning 18 also next month. Yeah. quick, né? Very easy. Very, very, very fast. He was here when he was, I think, 10 years old. Né? He was actually a man. Yeah. Please continue to pray for him. His graduation is this week, March 1st. He will graduate senior high school. So if you have time to go to Otake Senior High School, please look at him. Okay. Yeah. My only prayer is please continue to pray for him. Thank you. So it's your time now to share over here your prayer request. By the way, we had a Bible study, Filipino group Bible study this morning, and Eric shared a very heavy teaching. But thanks God for the enlightenment for each one of us. It's really very difficult to live a Christian life. Very, very difficult. But because of the grace of God, because of the finished work of Christ on the cross, so we will be able to survive. And in due time, we'll come to the finish line. Thank you very much, Eric, for sharing that message to the group. And please continue to pray also for the Bible study. Another thing I would like to, I'm not ask permission, but maybe inform. Next month, we were supposed to have the women's Bible study on the second week, but I'm going to Osaka on that day. So I think I would be canceling the Bible study for that month and maybe resume on the following month. Women's.
Hello, my name is Art. I'll start with the not so good news. The not so good news is we were Tim and I were supposed to talk to Micah on Friday, and Thursday morning Toshiya came downstairs and Micah was kind of standing in her way, and she said, "Excuse me," and he said, "Do you think you can just walk by me and, you know, ignore me?" Kind of trying to start something, and he started complaining about how they had called the police before many years ago, and then said, "And why are you getting an outsider involved in my life?" And you know, and she's, you know, Toshiya is very spunky, and she's very, just like me, if she takes a jab, she wants to give one. And she said, "Well, don't you think you should be more worried?" He said, don't you know what bringing outsiders does to my feelings? And he says, "Don't you care?" And she said, "Well, you're 26, why does it matter so much to you what your mother cares about your feelings?" And so the little brother walked in and things settled down for a while, but then he kicked her and hit her while she was eating breakfast. And so that was the day before we were going to go and say, "Hey, we want you to go to Osaka and we're going to pay for, you know, your first 3 months of rent." And so there's clearly a really spiritual element of, you know, the devil has a grasp on this situation. And so we really need a lot of prayer. I mean, it's just kind of crazy that, you know, 24 hours before we were going to make this big positive step in Micah's life, that this happened, and he started bringing things up that happened years ago. So we really need your prayers for peace for Micah, because he's obviously being tormented, and a good opportunity for Tim and I to sit down with him. The good news is we talked to the owner of the house, and everything's on. And so we'll be getting in there sometime in early March. It was her. Yay! Her mother is really sick, and she does need money. And so right now, we're praying that while they clean up the house, they'll find like a bunch of cash or something for her. So just pray for the owner, because she's doing this for us. It's a really great price, and so we just want to pray that she'll be financially blessed by helping us out. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. I have two things. One is, I told you before, my residence card is expiring next month, and I need to apply for a new one. And when I came to Hiroshima, I had a one-year contract, so I came with a visa for 1 year because I came from Kenya. And after that, I got a contract of 2 years, but I applied to renew for 3 years. So I finished 4 years in Hiroshima. So I need to go to the immigration and apply for renewal. I thought I should apply for. So I came on 1 year. I applied for 3 years I was given, even though my contract was 2 years. Now I'm trying to apply for 5 years. Now, I made a mistake. I went to the immigration office on 14th February, but I didn't realize the letter I received from the university just showed my present contract is ending on 31st of March. So I carried the paper to the immigration, and I came back home. Then I saw a letter in my mailbox. After a few days, they returned the paper. We cannot renew your visa because your contract is ending. And I didn't realize that. And usually I receive my new contract is in April. So I'm not even sure when I applied 2 years ago, I used the new contract or not, because usually I get my new contract in April. So I went back to my office and I asked them to make a new contract for me so that I can use it to apply for the renewal of my resident card, and they did that. So I sent it back to the immigration, and I'm waiting for them to send us their decision so that we can get our new card. So I'm praying that whatever God's will is, if they will give us 3 years again, or 1 year, or 5 years, I believe it will be good for us to continue staying in Hiroshima. Otherwise, I bless the Lord so much. Something else I wanted to praise the Lord for. What is it? I forgot. Okay, so I will come back later. It seems I forgot.
Hello, I'll preach later, but I have a testimony. Last week, we had funerals 2 days in a row, Sunday and Monday, as my first experience as a pastor. Two funerals, yeah. And the first one went to heaven. His name's Yoshinobu Yada. He was a father of our Japanese member, Satomi Yada. And she been a good Christian, and she been praying for his father. And his father was not a Christian, but he got a cancer 3 years ago, and he was hospitalized end of last year. So after that, in January, this January, Ms. Satomi's daughter decided to tell the gospel to his father before he goes to somewhere. So she shared the gospel in the hospital, with prayer, with a lot of prayer of her Christian friends. She needed courage, you know, because his father was very strong guy, and respectable, very strong guy, and she did not expect he will open heart, but she shared the gospel. He received the gospel pretty naturally. So she was so surprised. She speak about Jesus and cross and heaven. He accepted on the bed, and he prayed, said amen. So she was surprised. You know, my father accepted Jesus Christ as a savior, and she called me. So I went to the hospital, and I made sure, Mr. Yada, do you accept Jesus as your personal savior? He said, yes, amen. Yeah. That's the end of January, And 3 days before he passed away, I went to the hospital, but his condition was pretty bad. He got an oxygen mask, and he could not drink water. But he wants to say something to me. I couldn't understand. Only the word I can understand is amen. That's the afternoon of Wednesday. But he got a fever before Wednesday, but the Wednesday is getting okay, you know. His condition is stable. So I prayed and went home. So I thought maybe he's getting better. But Friday, 5 p.m., he passed away. February 16th, last Friday, he passed away. But because he accepted Jesus, and also, of course, I asked, he asked me, he said, like, in Japanese, he said, onegai shimasu. You know, he asked me to have a funeral here. He'd never been to here except her daughter's wedding. It's a long time ago. But he came here in the wooden box. But he accepted Jesus Christ. He went to heaven, so had a funeral, you know, so I could preach the hope, you know, because he went to heaven, so we can meet him. That's last Sunday afternoon. That's why you guys had a service at SmileCon. The Friday, long story, sorry. The Saturday, the Yada, Mr. Yada passed away on Friday. So I was thinking about the funeral, his funeral on Saturday morning, but the phone rings from another guy's son. My father passed away. It's a Saturday early morning, 1 a.m. The guy who passed away is called Tadami Yamada. He was 91 years old. He became a Christian before my parents came to Hiroshima, back to 1958. So he's been a Christian for 60 years. So he's been a decent Christian. He's been a treasurer for a long time at our church. So he sat right there before he couldn't come to church every Sunday. Great guy. Decent Christian. But he passed away at age 91. So we had a funeral on Monday for him. It was great. You know, I told them I could not preach because he knew me before I was born. Yeah. He's like one of my Christian uncles, you know, yeah, spiritual father. But his children, grandchildren, and daughters-in-law, I let them speak the memories of him, you know. It was a great time. They said that he was a great guy and a decent Christian. He reads the Bible on the bed of the hospitals. And it was a great testimony time and a great peaceful funeral. So I had a funeral in January, a deaf lady. So this is, I had three. Hopefully no more this year. I don't know. It's God's plan, you know. Yeah, it's in God's hand. So, but praise the Lord. That's all.
We got two babies at home and then one here. So, praise the Lord. So, Nahomi is at home with the twins now. Maybe she might be able to come with the twins next Sunday. It will have been 1 month. So, it's possible. But just thankful this last week, we had lots of visitors from church come to our house. Last Sunday, our friends the Fugees came, and then we also had Mr. Sado's wife, part of the Japanese service. She came and brought some sweets and some goodies, and also Pastor Kevin came with a big casserole from Midori-san this last week, and we ate it. We killed it. It was good. Redden and Janelle came yesterday. Good time last night, just fellowshipping. Am I forgetting anyone? Ma? Did I forget anyone? No? Oh, Darcy. Darcy came. Darcy came. Was it Monday? Yeah, that was just after our Hikari Fiber was installed. So we had everybody. A social worker came and checked the babies. So it was a busy week, but praise God that Naomi said it was really encouraging to see church people come and have fellowship and visit with her. So that was good. My mom has been doing night duty every other night. So one night, Naomi sleeps with the babies, and then the next night, my mom will sleep with the babies. She doesn't sleep. She's just feeding them and changing them every hour or 2 hours. So really thankful for that. But just thankful that God is sustaining us and keeping our sanity. Really appreciate my mom being here because it'd be impossible to take care of everybody with that. So please continue to pray for Naomi. She's recovering well, and hopefully she'll be able to come next week or at least the following week after that. So thank you. Amen.
I'm back. I made a prayer request and I forgot about the praise report, which is quite opposite. So this week I want to thank God for two things. And compared to other countries, I may say, we are very few Kenyans in Japan. According to the embassy statistics, maybe about 300 in the whole country. So basically in Hiroshima, I only knew Diana. Most of you know Diana, and she moved to Tokyo to her husband. So far, I do not know any other Kenyan in Hiroshima. So there are very few. And I needed something urgently. And the fact that there are few Kenyans means the chance of finding somebody traveling back to Kenya is very, very low. Yeah. But I needed to send I usually use a Japanese bank ATM card for sending money to my country. So what I do, I make the card and I send it to my country so that I can just deposit money and they withdraw from there, because sending money from here is very difficult, usually to Africa. So suddenly the card they've been using, like, refused to withdraw money, and it was needed urgently somewhere. And so I need to apply for a new one and send it urgently to Kenya. And so I thought, of course I can post it, even though some of my friends have lost items before by being sent. So I needed, if possible, I find somebody, a human being, who can go and deliver it in person. But I knew the chance is very small. And I just wrote on Facebook here, and I really thank God for Facebook. Honestly, I've found so many miracles through Facebook here. And suddenly somebody inboxed me that I have a Kenyan who is doing an exchange program for 6 months, and the program is ending and they have to go back to Kenya. So here is their number. Please contact them. They are in Japan at this hotel. So. So by just that message, I connect with this guy, and he tells me he's actually finished his program and he's going back, and he'll be very happy to help me. And I was so grateful to God for that. So I'm just waiting to receive the card. Then I forward it to him in Tokyo, and he will be able to deliver it to my sister in Kenya. So it's really a blessing to find such a thing, because I know many times I've needed to send some things and I couldn't find anybody for months. And then another thing is also through Facebook again. And most of you already are aware that my mom started a church. Now it's 5 years old. And when she passed away, she hadn't trained somebody to take over, like real training to be sure that you're living and somebody will carry on the work. Yeah, and that was one of the things that really concerned us also as siblings, because we are really so close to that church, and we knew that it's a vision that God gave to our mom or to our family, and we needed like to take it over to the next stage. So my sister-in-law visited the church like a month ago. We all live away from the church in different towns, so we can only visit the church once in a while. So we normally make like turns or something like that, and my siblings can visit once in a while to attend the church and see how he's doing and so on. So my elder brother's wife, my sister-in-law, visited a month ago, and she noticed something. Church members don't have Bibles, and actually the church is really in the village. And being in the village means, actually there are so many illiterate people in the church. Means that actually like maybe 50% of the people cannot read on their own or something like that. And for those who can read, they don't have the finances to be able to buy a Bible for themselves. And so she noticed that during the fellowships that people didn't have Bibles, and the language they can understand best is Swahili. And of course, Bibles in English Bibles are easy to find, but when it goes to other languages in my country, it's very rare to find the Bibles. But she shared with her siblings that if we can try and get Bibles for the church, the people can really grow. And also some training for the pastors to help the people grow. So I thought, let me take over this issue and try to find how we can get Bibles, because Bibles are really needed for the church. So I shared again on Facebook, because being out of Kenya means I'm not up to date with most of the things. Where can I get Swahili Bibles, like in bulk, like 50 of them or so? So I shared on Facebook, and I'm so glad again I got a response, and people are trying to connect me to Bible organizations or some groups that can really help for us to get the Bibles, and it's really been a blessing. And the miracle is that Pastor Chris told me this church is able to pay for resources such as Bibles materials like for the church, and so it's really a miracle. So now I'm just waiting. Some three guys have contacted me, and they're just following up to ensure that we can get the Bibles and we can have them delivered to the church. And actually one of them is a pastor, and he said he's willing. He gets the Bibles from a certain organization. It's called Bible League. And he said Bible League doesn't just give the Bibles. They actually train people, or they offer like with some resources. He worked with Bible League before. So he told me, if it is okay with you, I'm willing not just to give the Bibles, but to go and train the pastors on how the people can do Bible study or with some study guides, which is really going to help the church to grow. So I'm so grateful for that. I am hoping that probably this coming month we can be able to avail the Bibles to the church, and somebody can come over like to help, not just deliver the Bibles, but help people to have like a study style or a study guide, or especially the leaders, because he just wants to train them to help the people make use of the Bibles. You know, just giving them the Bibles might not make sense unless they are guided on how they can have Bible study and use the Word of God to grow. So thank you so much for your prayers. God really works. I'm so amazed. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll let you know. Thank you so much. So God bless you all. I'm just so amazed at what God is doing. You know, when people stand here and they testify what God is doing, it's just so, so amazing. And God doesn't just want to do it for a few of us. He wants to do it for each and every one of us, so that you have something to praise God. I know maybe some of us are shy, or some things we do not want to share. You know, some things are too small. Like writing something on Facebook and you get a response. It's maybe hazukashi. but it's amazing. God works in small ways and in big ways, you know, like art, their property, something big, you know. It's like your mission for life or something like that. So if God does it, it's very big compared to something else that is very small. But God is so pleased when we share our testimonies and show that he's working in our lives on the left, on the right. You know, he's working in our lives at individual levels. God bless you.
Hello, my name's Jim. I wasn't going to come up here, but Miwa-san said, go up, pray for your daughter. Yeah. My daughter's going to China for 4 or 5 weeks from tomorrow for a Chinese language course. And our son probably from May we'll go to Australia maybe for a year. And for our son, I'm very glad that I have cousins in Adelaide in Australia, and they're a Christian family. They go to a church that has a basketball team, which is very important for my son, more than church, I think. But I'm really glad that the two are found together. So thank you, Miwa-san, for reminding. But I just say, if you can lift up Grace and Josh in prayer. Because going away from home is a chance to stop, because the children grow up in a church and it's part of their life, but it's not a part they think about that much. It's just normal. So when they have challenges outside, it's a chance to think, yeah, am I depending on God? And just want, if you could pray for them. Thank you.